Evan, we have music.
Music.
I think this second podcast is when we're really gonna up the quality, the production value, and everything. Because isn't that what music does?
That's a good sequel too to a movie. More. We need more monsters in this one. More action. Needs to be longer.
Always.
Oh yeah, almost always. Aliens. Perfect sequel to Alien.
Yeah, I only just saw it, and it's really good, and it's really, really different. Good.
Yeah, totally different. You can't try and do Alien again. You gotta do something different.
This can be thought of as a sequel to our first podcast.
This is Evan and Arjun Aliens, Episode 2.
Let's change the
Phantom
name.
Phantom of Arjun.
To Evan and Arjun, too furious, too aliens.
too Evan, too Arjun.
Too Menace.
Fine, right there. It's good.
Not the whole thing?
Put it in the books. Yeah, just too Evan, too Arjun. Okay. You are too Arjun, though. Most of the time, you're way too Arjun.
Oh, and you need to cut it out because you're being too Evan, okay?
There's never enough Evan.
I beg.
What if I was that guy?
If
I really felt that way about myself. There's not enough of me.
I love this TV show, but it really needs...
more Evan.
Fuck.
You.
Hold on.
Podcast 101, turn off your phone before you start recording. Me and two Arjun right now.
Let's start over.
So, Valentine's Day.
I'm excited about my gift because I'm getting Pete. And actually, by the time this comes out, I'll have already given it, so it won't be that big of a deal.
Good, but I don't want to spoil Felicia's Corvette. Are you listening, honey? Look outside. It's parked out front. She's excited right now.
What kind of sound would she make when she saw it? What? Well, I didn't hear that. Oh, good. Oh, probably. That's a great impression.
She just squeak. She squeaks. She's like a tea kettle. She gets excited.
I knew your year was going well. I didn't know it was going Corvette well.
Mm-hmm. Now my present of chocolate and some flowers. The most generic thing ever.
That's what you're going to do? And
I don't
okay.
know. We like just doing the experience thing as opposed to like wrapping something. Like, we'll go get fondue and go out. Night Fun. On the town, you mm-hmm. know? We like that more.
What did you do last year?
That, I think. Just, you know, the chocolates, the flowers. I sent her flowers to her work and had chocolates waiting and all that at home, and we went out to a nice dinner. I think Valentine's Day is bullcrap.
Okay. I know why you think it's bullcrap, because it's like commercialized holiday, but...
not even that. It sucks any time. It's like if you're alone, it's the loneliest day of the year. And if you're with someone, it's the most obligated you feel.
I take it as a good excuse. Not an excuse, but it's like a good opportunity to show your love when you just don't feel like it the rest of the year. But I don't feel like showing off how much I love. So I like treating someone like shit all year and then reminding them that I like them one day a year. And then that's enough for Pete.
Yeah.
And it works. And that's what I'm going to do. This year, I took 5 of our songs. What I'm doing is I found the karaoke version and I'm going to sing over them for Pete. And I have perfect pitch.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear a little perfect pitch?
What song?
You Are So Beautiful.
By who?
Joe Cocker. I'm gonna try for a little help from my friends.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Yeah, no, yeah. That's a D. And just so you know, because I have perfect pitch, you were singing in a D. And oh. I will also sing in a D. Oh, so beautiful to me.
That's good.
And I don't want to brag.
Don't
so
brag.
So I'm not going to keep singing, but that was.
Don't keep singing and don't brag. Because there's nothing to sing or brag about after hearing that.
What was the best Valentine's? Has anyone ever done anything nice for you for Valentine's Day?
My dad always sends me stuff.
That's gay. That's gay.
Yeah. And, you know, sure, my wife and girlfriends have.
Yeah, what was the nicest one?
It's just so, it's never anything super special. It's just the same thing every
year.
It's
never anal.
Never anal. I've never had anal sex.
Aww.
My number one Valentine's present would be if I walked in and she was bent over with a heart around her anus.
Buttholes are shaped like a heart. For all you know, they're already shaped like a heart and she wouldn't even need that.
Because
Pete's is, and mine...
A heart?
You don't know.
I don't know. I really don't.
Yours could be. You don't know.
I feel like it's an oval, though.
Well, you're misinformed. You don't know. You can't. I know. I've seen them. You haven't seen them,
okay.
So shut the fuck up.
You're right. You're right, you aggressive man.
I think, Valentine's Day is actually the day before my birthday, and why is that funny?
I'm still laughing at the heart-shaped butthole. I'm sorry.
Because they are, and you...
What were you... I wasn't even hearing you. What'd you say?
Because you're so busy thinking about butthole.
Yeah.
Thinking about the Valentine's your dad's going to send you. Is he going to send you a picture of his big dick?
Damn it. This is going to be a friendlier episode.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be less dad dick talk. Less anus. It's already gotten anal and dad dicky.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I like Valentine's Day. I think it's fun to make a card and, like, not... Like, I think on Valentine's, a good tradition is not to spend money on, like, a present or something, but, like,
mm-hmm.
to make something with love. One time
like
I...
Like a bird feeder? Like a Boy Scout bird feeder?
That would be nice. Would it be, like, Felicia-themed?
Sure. It'd have a Mexican flag on the back. It would have Julia Roberts' face on it. Trying to think of things that would make it personal to her.
Well, Mexican is vague, and Julia Roberts fans are like...
She just loves Julia Roberts. My Best Friend's Wedding, Runaway Bride, Pretty Woman.
Mm. I haven't seen
If there's
Pretty
a
Woman.
Day at my house that Pretty Woman isn't on, one of us has died. One
well,
of
wait,
us.
Because if she died, you'd still play it?
I would. Because I've become so accustomed to watching that movie on a daily basis.
Do you know a line? Do you know like a bunch of lines? Can you say a scene?
I can just all the scenes, like when he shows up, like a horse on a like a prince on a horse, like a horse
like a
on
horse
a prince.
On a prince.
Yeah, knocks on the door with his hooves.
Yeah.
Now he shows up like a prince on a horse in his limo out of the sunroof with an umbrella. Supposed to be
is
like
it raining?
The sword. It's not raining, but she is looking out of a window.
That seems stupid.
Like her
then.
Prince has arrived at the end.
I haven't seen it, but that sounds stupid because it's not raining and umbrellas are only good when it's raining.
Well, or it's sunny out. You don't want to get burnt. And you're Richard Gere and you have beautiful skin.
Does he really use an umbrella for his
no,
beautiful
no.
skin? No, he's probably
know,
being.
But that is a possibility.
No,
what
yeah.
would you make for Pete?
Well, I'm making my CD.
Okay.
And then, oh, but
I
if
know
I
the
had,
craft.
If would. I had a craft, well, I made a really great bridge in middle school out of popsicle sticks that held up our teacher.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about at all?
I mean,
we had to make a bridge out of popsicle sticks.
Okay, strong enough that she could step on it and not shatter.
It was a man.
He.
It was he,
was
and
a big
he
man.
Was yeah, and he was 6'100", and he stood on it, and it didn't break. But we also cheated and like used illegal glue and all these things.
You
but he didn't
dirty,
fucking know.
Corrupt kids. We had something similar to that. We had to create like a capsule for an egg. so we could throw it off the school roof and it not break.
Did you do it?
Mine broke. It looked really cool, though. Looked really cool.
Why would you?
But then another person just had like a shoebox with tissue in it, and that worked. Mine was like legit looking.
With like straws, and it held it.
Yeah.
And there was padding and all that.
Bubble wrap, and I'm gonna make Felicia a bridge of eggs for Valentine's Day. And she's eggs so strong she couldn't break them if she stood on them.
Where are you gonna get those eggs? How's that gonna work?
I know a guy in China too.
They got it. Evan, I'm so hopped up. I feel like I'm so jittery, and I feel like I'm on coke.
Do you?
Yeah. I've never done coke, but I feel...
Do you want to kill yourself? Do you want to tell me things that you've never told anyone else before right now?
No, but I feel jumpy. I feel like I can't.
Okay, you feel jumpy. So far, it's coffee. You're at coffee right now.
Okay, not coke?
Do you want to screw over your friends to feel more this way?
I'm torn, but I think no.
You think no. So far,
I'm more
you're
on the
at,
medium no.
You're at like a Mountain Dew right now.
Oh, yeah.
After a Mountain Dew, I'm pretty peppy. I'm excited about things.
Sort of want to screw people up, but not really going to go through with it.
No. Yeah.
So this isn't what coke... Evan, what does coke feel like then?
What does coke feel like? It's a mix of a bunch of different excitements. You know, when you're waiting for the... It's down to the two girls left on America's Next Top Model. And they're like, the winner is. And there's those 10 seconds where you don't know. And you're like, like that.
You usually know.
Okay. Put yourself in a situation where you don't.
Okay, but I have a brain. I have an imagination. I can sort of imagine you're going for.
Yeah.
But be careful with... The America's Next Top Model comparisons because
barking up the wrong tree here.
Yeah, it's not always gonna work. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't. Tense excitement.
Tense excitement. Anticipation for something that's not coming. Paranoia of something that's not there. And then an orgasm. And it's all of those things at once. And it might sound good, but then you're gonna. When that runs out in 20 minutes, you're going to feel everything the opposite of that.
It's a 20-minute orgasm?
It's not an orgasm. Ecstasy is an orgasm. There's a little hint of an orgasm the second you take a line, okay? And about 20 minutes later, you're going to feel the exact opposite of that. So if you felt anxious about something, now you don't give a shit anymore. If you felt an orgasm, you feel...
Tired and hungry.
Yeah, and empty inside.
For those people who don't know, you used to do it a lot.
I did.
When'd you start?
I was 16, and it was like right out of a movie. What is that? The Dewey Cox story. We're like, you don't want this, man. It makes you feel amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I was hanging out with some friends. We were smoking weed, which is socially,
which is whatever.
That's socially acceptable. Mm-hmm. Cocaine, not as much. And my buddy was doing it beside me, and it was the first time I ever saw it. I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, you don't want to know, man. And I was like, what is it? And like my other friends were like, it's garbage, dude. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm doing coke. And I was like, to me, it was like, oh, that's wrong. Why are you, that's terrible. Because I had always promised myself I'd never do that. I was like, this is a good friend of mine. Why is he doing this to himself? And he was like, just mind your own business, dude. And
where were you?
I was at a friend's house in his attic smoking pot with like 15 people.
Okay.
And then it got down to about 4 people, 3 of which were doing blow and just me hanging out. And I was like, all right, I'll try it. I want to, because there's all this fuss about it. I bet it's nothing.
Did you, before you did coke, were you like, did you never swear and everything? You're like, gosh, I'll just... Oh, shucks, why the heck not?
No.
Oh.
Oh, shucks.
That's what you made it
sound. Oh, poo.
When you were describing your thought process, it made it sound like, well, golly, if everyone else is...
yeah.
What the heck's the big deal about it?
Yeah. these darn hooligans doing? Blockheads. I was just like, hey, let me do it. And they were like, no, you don't want to do this, man. And I was like, I'm just going to do it this one time. I'm just going to see what it's like, you know? And so I did it, and I talked a million miles a minute, and it was like super.
Did you feel really cute and cool?
I just felt like I had to share everything I'd ever learned with these guys, and I wanted to know everything about them, every secret, every. I just wanted us to be brothers for life, you know?
Okay, this is going to be this may be a counterproductive question, but I am curious about it. Because whenever you talk to, like, recovering addicts, and you seem more stable, so I don't feel weird asking, but there had to have been, like, some fun times, or are you supposed to look back and, like, hate all those memories?
Not at all, no. I'm glad I'm a recovering addict, as opposed to a guy who's never used a drug. I'm glad I did those things. I'm glad I experienced that, you know. It's a big part of my stand-up now, which is, like, huge. I wouldn't have those stories to talk about.
You'd be not interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as interesting. People who've done shitty things are way more interesting to talk to than a guy who just, like, went to college for 4 years, got out, married abroad, and, like, you know, wears a suit every day. Right. I want to hear about the dude who, like,
Killed somebody.
And you? A few people.
This building's empty. The whole
you
second.
Killed the other tenants.
No. Maybe.
So I did it. And at the end of the night, I was like, boom, never do it again. And the next day, I did it again. The very next day.
Why? Was it because it was a Sunday?
I don't remember.
You had time.
I don't know. I had time because I was in high school. You got time every day. I'm doing nothing. Let's go to school and sleep for 7 hours and then.
Okay, well, what was the funnest memory you've had on coke? And then, like, the change. The enough is enough.
The most fun? I think just, because to answer your question, no, I don't look back and hate every moment. Yes, there was a lot of fun. Doing coke allowed you to, like, drink more, and, you know, you could drink, like, over a case and, like, smoke over a pack of cigarettes, and, like, so you were just this, you were, like, a super soldier, you know what I mean, at a party. You just,
like Iron Man? No, like Captain America.
Like Captain America.
You think
it turned
coke?
You into, it's a super serum. They injected him with cocaine.
It was your butt really amazing when you used to do coke butt, the way Captain Americans
did? Yeah, my butt was amazing. Yeah, I don't know. The best times were just in the beginning when there was no end in sight and there was no problem. Because, you know, when you're that young, you're like, oh, there's no way I can be an addict or no yet. An addict is a 50-year-old man who's living on the street. That's what that is. And so you're like, I'm just a kid. I always thought when I graduated college, I'd just stop everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you go to a program, you go to recovery, and there's, like, people who are 16 to 70. They're police officers, they're doctors, they're teachers, they're students. There are homeless people, but it's everyone, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, the worst times was just, it started as a social thing. Like, I wanted all my friends there. I wanted us all to do an equal amount, and you just get, it's like Gollum with the ring, you know what I mean? Like, you just, it becomes more and more your precious, and just you want to protect it and keep it in the dark and, like,
and do it all
close the
by
blinds
yourself.
And yeah, totally by yourself. It was complete isolation at the end, and yeah, just miserable.
Huh.
Yeah.
What? So then, when
drugs are bad.
What?
Drugs are bad.
Oh my God! I heard.
What did you hear?
Childre de Bahia. Work on
Chudja Dabaya.
Work on your Mr. Mackey, because it just sounds like
drugs are bad. I don't even.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Okay, that's Mr. Mackey. I was thinking of. I don't know why I was thinking of Mr. Hat, and Mr. Garrison.
No, they don't. They don't. They
drugs are bad. What?
Mr.
No, that
Hat.
Was T.J. Hooker. T.J. Miller. I am no names or.
Oh, that was Flimflur Defcon.
You know TJ Miller, right? The TJ Miller's mashup. You know TJ Miller? He's in like...
Was he a dancer?
No, he was in Cloverfield. He was the dude holding the camera. He was in a bunch of stuff. He's on Comedy Central.
Did he wear all the feathers? He's was he comedian. The guy with all the feathers?
In what?
Just all the time.
What are you talking? No.
No, okay. No, I'm thinking of someone else.
Oh.
So what was the big switch? How old were you when you stopped doing it and went and started...
I was 19 when I was like, this is crazy. I have to stop or I'm going to die.
Were you in college?
You know, I tried community college and, you know, class was at 8 a.m. I had been up for 36 hours and just like went into class like all bugged out, you know, with the golem eyes.
Mm.
And people were looking at me and I was like, this is not okay. And just left. That was my college experience. Before I got sober, I went back to college. I was 19 and just looked around and was like, I'm doing nothing. I'm just dying. You know, I'm 185 now. I was 135 then.
Ugh.
135 pounds.
Sexy.
Very sexy. I was like Jared Leto, only from Requiem for a Dream, Jared Leto.
Could you ever do heroin?
Never did heroin, no.
Yeah, because the needles.
Never did heroin, never did meth, never did crack. I did meth in a way because it was laced in a bunch of my ecstasy. And then one day I was really, really wasted and a friend, an associate, brought me into his car and he told me to snort this thing. And I was just wasted. And like I apparently it was meth, so I snorted meth, but I felt nothing. I was so intoxicated.
Mm.
And I just passed out and I woke up the next day and like, I can always remember everything I did the night before. I blacked out a few times, but not a lot. And I remember calling that guy like, fuck you. Like, never do that to me again.
Wait,
and
why?
Never come to my house again.
Oh, because he just...
He tried to get me to do meth when I was in like a, you know...
But didn't do anything.
Like a coma state.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it didn't do anything, but just the idea it's that he would do
nice.
That.
It's not nice.
Yeah. Tell an inebriated man to do it.
Are you an advocate of, like, don't do those things? Do you tell other people, like, just don't try drugs? Or, like, how do you...
I would tell people I care about, but, like, you know, people that I love, yeah, I don't want them... But, like, to try marijuana, go ahead. It's, like, less bad for you than alcohol or cigarettes, and I totally agree with smoking marijuana. I just personally can't... Because it would lead to other things.
Yeah.
But totally smoke pot. And if you're the guy who can have a beer, please have a beer. You know, would I recommend someone to start smoking crack or doing coke? Hell no. I would never. You know, not even once because of the possibility of them getting hooked like I was. But anything that's not addictive, like alcohol is super addictive. But like, I would never tell someone to drink. If I thought that they had a problem, like if their dad was an alcoholic and their granddad was an alcoholic, I wouldn't be like, hey, you should probably start drinking. But like, if it's a normal person, like you're not an alcoholic. If you were to order a beer right now, I wouldn't be like, that's wrong, Arjun. How could you do that to your body?
Right. You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, those are different than like, because I've never done coke, but I'm like, I'm not super interested in it, but there have been times where I'm like, tonight I could maybe try it.
Mm-hmm. Has Pete?
No.
No? Then I wouldn't recommend it.
Wait, why? Why if Pete hasn't done it?
If Pete had done it and he doesn't have a problem and you don't have an addictive personality, which you know by this age because you've done alcohol and stuff, and it was like a one-night thing, I don't know, maybe. I'm not going to be the guy that tells someone to never do something because I'm not their dad. But
right.
At the same time, I'm not going to advocate cocaine.
Okay.
When I, you know, spent thousands and thousands of dollars on it and got arrested and all those things.
Do you think it should be legal?
Coke?
Like, is it really dumb and uneducated to be like, all drugs... Because I might have this opinion that, like, if all drugs were legal, they could, maintain it or like, keep control over it or, like, it wouldn't be...
They'd always come out with something danker on the streets.
You think?
Yeah. And I don't. First of all, I don't think the government would ever issue heroin or meth or crack.
Mm.
I just don't think that'll ever happen.
Obama is having the State of the Union soon. Maybe he'll address it, you know.
I don't know.
Legalizing all the drugs.
All the drugs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But you're probably right. They probably won't do it, but a State of the Union's coming up soon.
They've been trying to legalize marijuana. I mean, they've been doing a good job in California and where
else? Well, it's legalized in
California and...
No, in Washington...
Right.
And so, Colorado.
Colorado.
Washington legalized gay marriage and smoking weed in the same sort of election. And then, you know, like the Bible quote that's like gay people should get stoned.
Oh, okay.
And then they did both. So, like, they're the most Christian state. They just interpreted it a little differently.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All gay people should get stoned. So, what's your final word on coke?
Don't do it.
If you had to do a 15-second PSA where you address the camera, or, you know, you address the viewer, what would that sound like? What would your anti-coke?
Coke. Good for weight loss, bad for your personality. If you do coke, I'll punch you in the face. That'd be my...
I'm scared straight.
Are you? Arjun will never do coke.
Scared straight.
He
sexually
likes vagina
now.
Again. Oh, no.
PSA did the totally different effect, but it affected someone.
I like the music. Who's the composer? Let's give a shout out.
His name is Spencer Snyder, and he is a really great composer. He works on a bunch of films, like short films and commercials and stuff, and he donated the music, which is really, really nice. And I have to say, I am not a great judge of music, but I really like this.
Arjun, do you like music?
I'd say in general, I don't listen to music. I think most people listen to one song a day. Is that
one song a day?
Is it more?
Who gets out their iPod, plays one song, and then just silence the rest of the
so
day?
So it's more.
Yeah, totally. They got a whole playlist for their day. Listen to an album.
Because honestly,
put it on shuffle. I'll put it on shuffle and just listen to music all day. Music paints my world. You don't...
Oh, that's so
how often
that's
do you
so
listen?
Fucking, so I live in a black and white...
I wouldn't be able to live without music.
Do you remember
for
my...
For those 3 minutes, I'm free.
That's what everyone sounds like
Vin
to me.
Vin Diesel. Everyone sounds like Vin Diesel from Fast and the Furious to you.
Does he actually say that?
For those 10 seconds, I'm free. Yeah.
No, but that's... I mean, okay. My relationship with music is tricky. So I'm a sound designer, so I add sound effects and, like, footsteps, and I clean up dialogue and all and backgrounds and stuff for movies. Mm. People, a lot of times people assume that I also do the music, and I don't.
Mm-hmm. You so, love sounds. You I just love... don't like when they're put together in a melody.
No.
Yeah.
I don't not like music, but it's like...
You're really apathetic to it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't listen to music while I work because I have to be listening to all my sounds.
Do you whistle while you work?
No. Are you bragging?
No.
Are you answering your phone?
I'm not answering my phone, but my wife says, "What about restaurant Hannah? At Tiny Thai." You decide whether you want me to explain that or not.
Yeah.
Okay. She got sent this envelope with...
anthrax.
With anthrax in it. And she has 3 hours to live. She got sent an envelope with a girl in it, like a laminated flat cartoon girl from a third grade class in North Carolina. And they're sending this... There's a story about Flat Hannah, this girl who something fell on her and she got flattened. But it's good. because now she can be sent anywhere in the world through the mail and experience the world. And so the class sent her to us.
Oh, it's not a real person?
Nope. It's a fairy tale. Do you just read Humpty Dumpty and you're like, wait, it's not a real egg? You're telling me it's a fake egg?
Well, this happened to your wife. If you were like, oh, Humpty Dumpty happened to my wife, I would ask, like...
Yeah, really? Did it?
What egg?
Did she break? No, she got sent this little thing by this third grade class, and we have to bring her around. We have to bring Flat Hannah around New York and take photos of her in front of, like, Times Square, where she's eaten at this Thai restaurant, Starbucks, and send it back with, like, postcards and facts about those places and all. It's just a big task.
I heard Flat Hannah, and I just thought you guys were entertaining a guest with no boobs. Does Hannah like rice noodles or egg noodles?
Hannah doesn't eat because she's not a human. She's a flat piece of paper. But third graders are dumb, so we're gonna... Hey, back to no music.
I can't listen to music while I work. So I work from home, so I don't even have really the subway commute to have to listen to music. Mm. So it's just not in my... Isn't a big part of the day, it's like the routine. It's like it's part of people's routine to, like, I'm going to listen to music. Like, my routine involves things where I can't listen to it. So I just don't. And so when I'm, like, cooking or doing anything, I just, like, prefer silence and, like, Pete's sounds thrilling, right?
Yeah.
Because Pete's really into music and he'll play it all the time, and I can't focus on anything, and I'll turn it off and he'll be like, what are you doing? I'm in such a good mood listening to
Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams.
I don't know. What the fuck? I know what Hall & Oates is. I don't know that song.
Making my dreams come true.
That's A. It's an A. That's a B. I just named all the notes.
An A and a... You just named letters of the alphabet.
It's perfect pitch. This is the sad thing, because I have perfect pitch, but I don't... I hate music. Isn't that so sad?
You have perfect pitch. Your whole career is sound.
Yeah, but not music.
You work with things that people hear in their ears.
Yeah.
And you don't like the pretty ones.
There is something
footsteps
even
are beautiful.
More like, a wind chime or, like a bird cawing in the field of a...
Yeah. What about a chicken? That's a good sound.
I like all those sounds.
It's a beautiful sound.
In a way, I wonder if stomp would be like the perfect thing for me.
Stomp, yeah.
Where they just, like...
They just make a bunch of noises. That would be the perfect thing for
you.
But
I've heard it, and it's actually just stupid.
It is stupid.
It's just really dumb.
It's like the generation of people who just got a pat on the back for everything they did. I feel like the people at Stomp just had nice parents. You know, they're like, Daddy, look, I'm banging on this metal pole and trash can. He's like, good job, sweetie.
Everything you touch is music.
You're an angel.
I used to be more into music in high school because I was a little... I wanted to be emo, and that was so big with, like, them.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends... Have you ever heard the expression, like, in a group of friends, they all always hate one of them, and if you don't know who that person is, it's you?
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
That was you. Yeah.
I remember when I heard that phrase and I was like, not our friends, we all get along. And I'm like, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
No, they all hate me. Because I would try to ask them, so isn't music like you look for the music? I have a super duper hard time finding music.
Finding it?
Yeah.
Like finding ones that you like?
Or finding something new or staying hip on music. Because you
don't have to stay hip. Just music's all for you. It's not a piece of clothing that, like, you need to be hip and up to date on.
But
something makes you happy.
People say that, but they don't mean it.
I mean it.
You're lovely.
Not, like there was another word behind that.
No,
word.
It is. It, if you really mean it, it's true. But you know those people who like brag about their music taste, and it's like the more obscure and
it's indie.
It's yeah, exactly. The more obscure and confusing the name is, and like how few views on MusicTube. Is that where people listen to music?
MusicTube.
No. Okay. Spotify, whatever.
Spotify.
Whatever. Stupid. But whatever, you know, has like, they're just, that's what they do, and they make you feel so bad. You haven't heard of Ella Smithfix Supreme.
Keep going. Keep going.
182?
Ella Spritfix Spagurta 182.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously.
I haven't heard of them. They tell you just how like what useless piece of shit you are for not knowing music. And like, I know what you're saying, but it just sort of turned me off the whole thing.
No, you are turned off by hipsters. That's what that is. You're turned off by the people who think you should listen to what they're listening to. And those people turn me off in every aspect of life. People who think I should watch the same things they do, or wear the same clothes they do, or like feel the same way they do about what their God is. Like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we got real. Yeah, we did. Is there a soapbox? Fuck yeah, I'm standing on it, okay? No, you don't like the people. You would love music if you really if you really got into it and personalized your playlist.
One music I consistently like.
The one music. Do they come
in different sizes?
In musics? What size music do you like?
I like the J-pop sized music.
J-pop?
Fuck yeah.
What's J-pop?
Japanese pop.
That's hipster.
The way I update my playlist is I'll watch a new anime, and then the theme song, I'll get really into it, and then that's what I like.
That's good. That's fine.
And you do end up knowing all the words, and like, not knowing what they mean. And J-pop's, but if you did know what the J-pop lyrics meant, no one would listen to it because the words are so stupid. They're just like, the dragon's wind is blowing and there's a garden and then you're a prince.
That's probably better than any J-pop lyric. That was good stuff. I was in tune with that. I was invested in where that story was going. Yeah, first there was a dragon and a garden. I wonder if he was ever going to reach the garden.
You'll never find out.
I'll never know. I had to listen to J-pop.
There was one song that played throughout this anime that I love called One Piece. And, like, they have this one song in it that gets played a lot. And one time it made me cry. And so I sent it to Pete. And I wanted him to cry, too. But it didn't work because he was like...
Don't you hate that? I do that too. I'll have a moment in a movie where I get teary, and I want Felicia to like feel it. You know, I want to, or like just those moments. You're not even like necessarily tears. Just those moments where you're like, oh, you know, like something happens, and you're like, oh, yes, you know. And I look over, she's just blank faced,
or texting,
or asleep. She falls asleep to the drop of a burrito.
That phrase is racist and doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Because racism doesn't make sense. This has been
off the PSA
on how racism's bad and dumb.
Your PSA has made me a vegan, so it didn't even work.
Damn it. I have that effect on my PSAs.
They never work.
They never work.
So those are that's like the only real music I listen to. But I've gone to concerts.
I don't think you deserve to be there. I think that seat should be reserved for a real fan.
Because I went to Alkaline Trio and Rise Against.
Rise Against.
Yeah, that seems like a really good recoverer's music.
Rise Against Addiction.
From the earth. Yeah. It's like, it's so I
throw down the straw. Pick up the phone. Call your recovery brother.
That's what that music's like. And I really liked it. And I went alone because like you're saying, like, it's for you. I couldn't find anyone to go with me. So I went alone, and I had fun. And I think that I should give things more of a chance, but it's like, there's like no time in the day.
There's so much time. You had so much time today. You know you did.
But I spent all day.
That's why music's great, because you don't need time. There's nothing you have to do with your hands or anything. Like, you can do most things. I'm doing this listening to music right now.
That's, I know, and I find it really rude.
I don't even hear what you say.
Do you have sex with music on every time?
Nope.
Ever?
Very rare, actually, which is weird because I love music.
Yeah.
But I just, if there's one funny word in that whole song, I'm done. If the TV's
What's
on...
What's a funny word?
Baboon. That's a funny word.
What music do you listen to that says baboon?
Baboon. I don't know, man. But if it were to say baboon, I would never come.
Well, you could... Yeah, you could make a sexy playlist.
Yeah. Yeah, like we've done it to, like, you know, John Legend or other sexy soul singers, you know. I don't know. I like soul and funk.
All right, but you haven't. You don't
I don't really I don't do it to any audio. It's just me and her panting. Just breathing heavily, sweating.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know what music I've had a lot of sex to? Is the Smash Bros. theme song.
Oh, shit.
Because, like, that's my MO. When I bring a guy over, we start playing video games, and then, like, I'd be like, if I beat you this round, you have to have all the sex with me. And then I always do. And we keep it on while we make out and sword fight and everything.
So the Smash Bros. Being on in the background, that often means that you get turned on by Smash Brothers. Right?
Yes, it does.
Is it good? If I were to play Smash Brothers right now, would there be, like, this little flicker inside of you, like you just want to fuck?
Princess Peach's side B move.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what move that is?
I don't know. Is this in Brawl or Melee? Last one I played was Melee for
GameCube.
She's
in both.
Do you want to fuck Pete right now?
I'm gonna fuck the thing. No, wait. Go to the character select.
Okay.
That's the one I like.
The character select. Okay.
It goes like. Bah, oh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Let me do it again. Bah. Oh,
this is the original Smash Brothers.
Who gives a shit?
Well, I do.
I don't like the original.
How do you not like the N64 Smash Bros?
Because the new ones are
Falcon
so much better.
Punch!
He's in the new ones. He still says that.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
That's not it, right? This is Metroid's song, I think.
Yeah, see, this to me just feels like you bragging about musical knowledge.
I don't know. I can't find it, so you have to keep your monkey in its cage for the time being. I keep saying,
really wrong phrases.
I keep saying, like, oh, shucks, and not referring to penises as penises now. Oh, you know, keep your monkey in your cage, blockhead. Arjun, you got any shout-outs?
No.
You got anything to say about you? Or no. People can find you? Any of that?
No.
Oh, Arjun.
I don't have any. I'm just going to sit here alone in silence.
This is my echo-proof room. Just doing it.
You just...
No,
you just talk to your echoes every day and hope that it answers differently. No,
there are no echoes. There are no echoes because I put up the foam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's gonna. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's no echo.
There's no echoes.
We set up an email. It is arjunandevan@gmail.com. So you can email us insults.
Keep it racial.
Keep it racial. Keep it mean. If there's anything you want us to talk about, anything you thought was funny, you want to say
give
hi.
Arjun music suggestions?
I would love music suggestions.
He'll listen. He'll address them next week.
I like J-pop. I like Whitney Houston. And I like
Super Smash Bros.
And I like Super Smash Brothers. So if there's someone out there who's like a mix of those three, that's what I want. So you can email us. That's Arjun, A-R-J-U-N, and Evan@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can follow Evan on Twitter.
You can check me out on the Twitter sphere @EvanDubbz. That's D-U-B-B-Z. Because I am 16 and rebellious. And you can catch me this coming Tuesday, the 19th, at Caroline's. I'll be hosting Mike Lawrence headlining. Comedy Central's Mike Lawrence headlining. 9:30.
Evan, I think the sequel, I don't think, was longer, but I have to say...
More monsters.
Way more monsters.
I think Inner Demons came out. Does that count as monsters?
I was scared.
Okay.
Hopefully, when we complete the third one,
the third one would be like Aliens versus Predator. So it'd be like Evan versus Arjun.
So I'll.
We're going to fight next episode.
Bring your gloves.
I will.
I'm just going to hit you over the head with a bat.
Bring your buttless chaps because the fight's going to get weird.
Goodbye.
Oh, God. No. Stop.